Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome to Seven Sins, a Deadly Medley, Part 4. I'm John Schaefer, and today on Soundcheck, another musical take on the capital sins. Now, we've already covered lust, gluttony, and greed, so today it's all about... 2 p.m.'s a perfect time for a nap.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You've got to get up, you've got to get up, you've got to get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder...
Yes, sloth is a deadly sin, too. And as we've learned with the other three sins that we've covered so far, it is a frequent topic in music. As far back as this 1918 Wax Cylinder recording of Arthur Fields' Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning. This track is courtesy of our old friend Jody Rosen, Wax Cylinder aficionado, music critic at Slate.com, and, as it turns out, an expert in laziness. Jody's one of our guests today, and our second idle pundit is Cintra Wilson, culture critic and contributor to the New York Times and Salon.com. And to the two of you, I'd welcome you, but why bother? Jody, how much sloth, when we put this to you, you seem to come up with a list awfully fast. How much sloth is there to be found in music?
I wish I could answer your question, but I'm going to sit back here and just take a little nap. There's a lot of sloth to be found. I think it's because, as you said, I like Wax Cylinders and very old recordings. This was a big theme in, you know, music in the earlier part of the 20th century, I think largely because of the legacy of blackface minstrelsy, not to get all dark beginning.
Yeah, and we did want to cover that, maybe not right off
okay,
the bat.
Okay, fine. But in any case, there's a lot of songs about laziness, and I think one of the reasons perhaps is because there's a kind of, you know, musical analog. It suggests a tempo. Which is, you know, a lazy, slow, sluggish tempo, which is, it's fun to take things down a notch.
Well, what about, Cintra, the idea that, you know, the old expression, idle hands make the devil's work, but idle hands, you need that for the creative process, don't you? Don't you have to be able to, like, do exactly what Jody just said, to sort of, like, clear a space to not have anything pressing to do?
Wow. I don't know. You know, I haven't had a job since I was about 19, so I really couldn't tell you firsthand if that's true or not. So
So have you spent all the time since
riddled
then
with molten
doing the devil's
evil
work
as we speak? Yeah. So I feel there's no hope for me, but I concentrated on the other aspect.
What is the other aspect of sloth?
This was very interesting to me when I was looking into sloth, because I never really thought of laziness as a sin, per se. It always seemed like, you know, one of these sort of social control by the church things. It's like, you, build the pyramids. Your reward is in heaven. You know, and so, like, I just kind of didn't believe it.
I didn't know that Christians built the pyramids, but you learn something new every day.
Maybe
that's because I nodded off in history class.
I was being metaphorical. But I looked it up, and it apparently... this sin of sloth originally was sort of more melancholy or depression or sadness or despair, or as Dante Alighieri said, a failure to love God with all one's heart, all one's mind, and all one's soul, leading to this kind of spiritual apathy unto wanting to slit your wrists or something.
So it was bad humors is
yes,
what
melancholic
sloth
humors.
Yes, okay.
Which made more sense to me.
All right, so your list skews melancholy, and Jody, your list skews towards gone fishing. Tell us how this encapsulates sloth.
The song "Gone Fishing" from 1951 is a Bing Crosby, Louis Armstrong duet, fabulous song, in which the two great vocal stylists accuse each other in turn of being lazy bums. And you know, it's got a nice sort of mellow tempo, and the two of them are great. Since they're such great vocal stylists, they're great at sort of sounding lazy. And I think this is not coincidentally, because both, including Bing, had a marijuana habit. So I think that this was something which I know we probably will get to later. Bing. famous pothead. Read Gary Gittin's biography. But anyway.
Maybe it was supposed to be Bong Crosby.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Here we go.
All right. I'm sorry. Let's hear the song.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
All right, so Gone Fishing, Bing Crosby, and Louis Armstrong, and that certainly is a song with a very lazy kind of feel to it. Sintra's list, though, includes this tune by Joy Division, which is much more towards the ill humor, the melancholy aspect of the classic sin of sloth. New Dawn Fades is an old Joy Division song covered here by Moby. And so, Sintra, this is sloth in a kind of medieval sense. This is, as you were saying before, the kind of Dante-esque.
I was actually thinking of it more like, and then I got serious about it because I was thinking about, well, there's blues. But then blues, I think, actually kind of contains its own redemption because it's beautiful music. And so it's kind of turning it. It's still appreciating the beauty of life somehow. But all the songs that I picked, I thought were really petulant in that they were, like, just really spoiled. Like, you know what? You're just spoiled, and you're just whining, and you suck. You know? It's like, and
you hate all this music. You hate it. Do you like any of the songs that you picked?
Do I like them? Yeah, I do, but, I mean, for the wrong reasons, kind of. I mean, I like them because they're so just sort of purely, like, you know, I just can't pick myself up, and I won't, and it's your fault, and it's not my fault. I mean, it's sort of, like, really not proactive, and it's blaming society, I think.
Well, now you just have to check out the rest of Sintra's list and Jody's list. They are both on the soundcheck page of our website. And today on the show, we're taking a look at the fourth of the seven deadly sins. Today, sloth.
Check out today's Soundcheck blog.
Every day I write stuff on this Soundcheck blog because I've thought about the subject of the show. Today I just didn't feel like it.
For the rest of the story, visit the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org.
Yeah, I adopted the real slacker posture on today's blog. Jody, speaking of slackers, you know, Pavement and the whole slacker rock thing, that was their whole image, wasn't it? It was like, yeah, right. You know, we could grow up and save the world, or not.
Or not, yeah. Or we could play a concert and actually make eye contact with the audience, or not. Right.
We could look and sound as if we've rehearsed, or not.
Correct.
So, you know, Sintra, your list is heavily skewed towards rock, but you didn't go the slacker route. Why?
I sort of did. I mean, I guess you guys didn't use my Alice in Chains song, but and I did. There was a Nirvana in there.
That's true.
Say. I did a little slack. I actually tried to sort of bend it more towards lead singers who killed themselves shortly after producing the album, which I figured was you know, the ultimate indication that the sloth was real.
As so. In Ian Curtis's case with Joy Division. But so in terms of the ideal of the slackers, you would suggest to us Nirvana.
Well, Cobain being sort of the proto mother of all slackers, and also, you know, a really good, effective suicide, too. I mean, no, this was no bid, you know, this was no bottle of pills that somebody could have stopped him at any minute. I mean, this was a serious exit.
And a great example of musical sloth, Something in the Way, from Nirvana.
Top is sprung a leak, and the animals are trapped. All become my pets, and I'm living off of grass, and the drippings from the sea. It's okay to eat fish, 'cause they don't have any feelings. Something in the way. Something in the way. Yeah.
That is Nirvana and Something in the Way. More slow-moving melancholy. That's off of Cintra Wilson's list of songs about sloth. Jody Rosen with me as well. And Jody, almost the first words out of your mouth when I asked about, you know, how much sloth is there in music was blackface minstrelsy. Why? How does that tie into this particular deadly sin?
Well, you know, the songs performed on the minstrel stage in the 19th century and then the sort of early 20th century vaudeville coon songs typically or often depicted African-American protagonists as slothful, shiftless, lazy. You know, this was one of the great stereotypes in these songs. And you know, obviously these songs were very racist and they're problematic to listen to, although what's sort of interesting is the way that that tradition continued into the 20th century, even after coon songs became, you know, politically incorrect. And many African Americans wrote and sang songs like this in a kind of an aggressive appropriation of the old, you know, minstrel stage slander.
So a kind of a subversion of the old tradition.
Exactly.
Is that what we hear with Mills Blue Rhythm Band and the song Just Naturally Lazy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the title itself is a kind of, you know, black dialect like you would hear on the minstrel stage. And the lyrics talk about eating chicken by the levee and this sort of thing. But I think, as you say, they're subverting it. They're kind of being tricksters and funning it at the same time as they're appropriating it. And there's a lot of... there are a lot of songs like this that during this period that, as I said, these sort of jazz artists sang.
What period is this?
This is the 1930s. This song comes from 1936, and the Mills Blue Rhythm Band were a house band at the Cotton Club along with Duke Ellington's band.
Lazy, just naturally lazy, doing nothing all the day.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Loafing on the levee. I was born that way.
Oh, don't wake me up. I'm tired, man.
I'm lazy, just naturally lazy, watching muddy waters play.
Yeah, the Mississippi waters, I know.
My heart's never heavy. I was born that way.
My, say Chuck, with the chicken so sweet and the gravy so deep,
I like.
That's the kind that melts right in your mouth. And I sleep till I eat, and I eat till I sleep. Boy, that's my busy day down south.
'Cause you're just like me. 'Cause I'm lazy, just naturally lazy.
Oh, don't remind me.
Down in Dixie. Let me stay.
Yeah, wait on your
well, day. Unlike the Bing Crosby, Louis Armstrong song that we heard earlier, Jody doesn't have the goods on this band in terms of pot smoking, but I'm willing to bet that there was a little token going on in the studio that day.
I, you know, I think so. You know, Harry Sweets Edison was in this band, and I think he was known to take a taste.
The Mills Blue Rhythm Band and Just Naturally Lazy. Cintra, Abby Lincoln is not somebody that I think of as slothful in either the lazy sense or the melancholy. What about this song, Left
this
Alone?
This song is, I mean, this is actually Abby Lincoln doing a cover of a song that I'm almost completely positive was written by Billie Holiday and Mal Waldron. And it is, I think, maybe the most depressing song ever written. I mean, for me personally, anyway. I mean, it just suggests that the bottom has dropped out of your heart and it's over for you. There's no more love for you.
And this has personal resonance for you?
Well, at times, perhaps.
Here's the song from Abby Lincoln.
Where's the love that's made to fill my heart? Where's the one from whom I'll never part? First, they hurt me, then desert me. I'm left alone, all alone.
Abby Lincoln's Left Alone, and in a moment, more of our Lazy Friday segment about sloth in music, and coming up a little bit later on, Tindersticks, the UK band known for its elaborate and baroque orchestrations and somewhat melancholy songs, will perform live in our studio.
First cow is the skin, the second is the muscle, and there's a crack of the bone, and he's at your heart.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and this is Goodbye Blue Sky from Pink Floyd's 1979 album The Wall. The song explains the narrator's depression over being forced to grow up in a post-war world with only his overprotective mother and no father. And according to our guest, Cintra Wilson, it's a song about sloth, the melancholy aspect of it. We're back with our Friday series, Seven Sins, the Deadly Medley. Cintra is a culture critic and contributor to several publications, including the New York Times. And also with us is Slate.com's pop music critic Jody Rosen. And you can see both of their lists of slothful songs on the Soundcheck page of our website, WNYC.org. And we want to hear from you. What is your favorite song about laziness? If you can just get up the energy to call us, we're at 212-433-9692. That's 433-WNYC. Or leave a comment on our website, the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. And Cintra, before the song completely fades away in the background, Goodbye Blue Sky.
Oh, I think it just speaks to that sort of inner decay of, Roger Waters sort of backing inward on himself like a rotten vegetable, you know. It's slit your wrists music. It's nihilistic. It's, you know.
And maybe, you know, if in the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages, if sloth was considered a deadly sin, maybe that was one of the reasons, because it so often ended up in the ultimate sin, which was suicide.
Well, I mean, I actually kind of thought about it for a while, and I thought, well, you know, the Buddhists have this statement that they say, well, you don't have an obligation to be happy in this life, but you do have an obligation to be cheerful just for the people around you. And so I was thinking of this as if sloth is depression and that is a sin, then that's sort of, that makes sense to me. Like, you can't suck for the sake of everybody else.
Okay. Rich from Union City and another Rich from Glen Ridge both suggest the same song. Their comments on the soundcheck page, The Beatles Only Sleeping. Sleeping. It's the Beatles, and a couple of our soundcheck listeners suggesting that as a great song about sloth. Jody, there is no, among the seven deadly sins, there is no sin of getting high, and yet we've already mentioned it twice, and it comes up again in your list in the song called Weed.
Yes, this is a great, you know, reefer song, this also from the 1930s.
Now was that actually a thing, like the coon songs of the early 20th century? There were reefer songs?
There are a lot of songs about marijuana consumption by sort of jazz blues artists in this period. And this one is especially great because this woman, Bea Foote, who sings it, just slurs her way through this. This kind of falls into the mush mouth category, the people who are, you know, so stoned that they can't really enunciate.
So this was slacker rock 60 years before there was such a thing.
Exactly.
Here it is from Bea Foote.
What you gonna do, bud? I'm gonna light up, Jack. Say, I'm the queen of all vices. I mean, I smoke my weed. You know, it makes me feel kind of happy when I'm in need.
I wonder what they made of this song back in 1938. I think people were sitting around going, Mabel, what's she talking about? Weed. Bea Foote is the singer's name, and that's on Jody Rosen's list of slothful songs. Sintra, there's a connection to be made to a song on your list, which is the Johnny Cash cover of the Nine Inch Nails song Hurt, which, you know, has drug addiction. You know, he talks about the needle leaving tracks and stuff like that.
Oh, well, Johnny. Yeah. I mean, I actually didn't really connect it to the drugs so much. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen the video for that song, but it's kind of amazing. It's sort of like a Wagnerian tragedy because there he is sort of sitting amid the debris of his own fame and just saying, you know, look at me, take it. You know, it's just like, this is what I'm worth. This is what I am. It's nothing. It's all, you know.
And he was dying at the time and very much looks the part in that video.
It's unbelievable. And it's a gnashing of teeth and a rending of garments, and then it cuts to these bloody Jesus shots, and it's morbid.
It's Hurt from Johnny Cash.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole. The old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away. But I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend.
Everyone. The song is Hurt, originally from the band Nine Inch Nails, but famously covered by Johnny Cash. And striking video, as Cintra Wilson was telling us. Cintra and Jody Rosen, my guests here in our studio, but we have lots of Soundcheck callers on the line with suggestions of songs about this week's deadly sin, sloth. Roger, joining us from Manhattan. Hi, Roger.
Hi, how are you?
What's your recommendation?
Well,
other than we take a nap.
Well, musically, I didn't call it musically, but musically I would say Sitting on the Dock of the Bay might be a sloth song, but my thought is that it's not really a vice. Every virtue carried to an extreme is a vice. So, yes, sloth is a vice, but so is workaholicism. So you have to have balance in life in all things.
Well, that kind of sounds like what Cintra said at the very beginning of the show, which is, you know, why is laziness a bad thing?
Well, it is a bad thing,
but
only to a point.
All right. Now, let me read you just a quick comment from Sandra from Astoria. She also writes Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, my favorite song about slothfully wasting time, and it has that tinge of melancholy, too.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home.
Otis Redding's classic song, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. And, yeah, it's sort of literally slothful. He's just sitting around doing nothing. And then also there's that melancholy, that sense of, you know, I got nothing to live for, nothing's going to come my way. A great suggestion from a couple of our Soundcheck listeners. And now Linus joining us from the Upper West Side. Linus, what's your song, your slothful song?
Well, appropriately enough, it's called The Sloth, or The Sloth. They say they use both pronunciations. And it's Flanders and Swan, one of their animal songs. These guys are amazing, and this song is about a three-toed sloth that sings about all the many, many things that he could do if he only had the time. And he, at first, they start the song with the sloth singing, a bratty puss or sloth am I live a life of ease. And then when they go to the break, he says something like, I could climb the very highest Himalayas, be among the greatest ever tennis players, win a chess, or marry a princess, or study hard and be an eminent professor, and so on. Be a millionaire, great cook, et cetera, et cetera.
Are you really Linus, or are you Flanders or Swan?
I'm sorry, John, what'd you say?
I'm asking whether Linus is your real name or whether you are, in fact, either Michael Flanders or Donald Swan.
Yes, I am both, but I use both pronunciations.
Well, Flanders and Swan did some great routines back in their day. And speaking of animal songs, you should check out their song about the gnu as well. It's also very funny.
Classic.
All right, so
you're
Linus.
You're not bad either, Linus.
Thanks very much for the call. To wrap up, a song by Alan Jackson featuring Jimmy Buffett, who, I mean, this guy, Jody, has sort of made a career out of lazing around, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I knew that I needed to include a Jimmy Buffett song, but I find his music so excruciating that I had to find something else. And I happen to love Alan Jackson, so this is a song, you know, about going to the bar on your lunch break and not coming back. But, you know, the thing about Buffett that's so he's sort of drawing on another old tradition, you know, the sort of songs of tropical about tropical idylls, which goes back to, you know, the sort of Hawaiian fantasies of the turn of the century and Tim Pan Alley songs about Hawaii, which Bing Crosby sang and that sort of thing, and Elvis. But Buffett has made this kind of, you know, ugly American, you know, tourist trap.
Go to the islands and drink a lot. Yeah. That's become his
thing. Jody's not a parrot head.
Not a parrot head. But he is music critic at Slate.com, Cintra Wilson, culture critic and contributor to the New York Times and Salon.com and our Songs of Sloth. And to the two of you, thanks for waking up and coming on in and being with us this afternoon.
I'm going to kill myself later.
And here is Alan Jackson with Jimmy Buffett. And it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. Think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half.
Still to come, the new album by chamber rock band Tindersticks is catching fire with many critics, and they'll play live in our studio. Monday, Yes, He Sang, a musical about the life of Barack Obama, is underway in London. We'll explore the many varieties of Obama-inspired music and art Monday on Soundcheck.
Have the night, tomorrow morning, I know they'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's all right.